For Canadian-born writer Mordecai Richler, the French separatist movement has made Montreal a rather unpleasant place to live, but it is home. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Richler is best known for both his novel and screenplay, The Apprenticeship of Duddy Kravitz. He is also the editor of a 400-page anthology called The Best of Modern Humor, published by Knopf. Now in his early 50s, Richler was born in a Jewish working-class area of Montreal.
I left Montreal when I was 19 and lived in Europe for 20-odd years, mostly in London. We were in London for 18 years. And we returned to Canada in 72, and I've been in Montreal ever since.
Richler felt he had good reason for leaving his native land.
In the early 50s in Canada, it seemed if you wanted to write, you had to get out. It seemed like a very narrow and parochial society at that time. The standards weren't very high, and I felt if I was going to be a writer, I had to prove myself either in London or New York, and I chose London.
He was in his early 20s when he published his first novel, and his income was supplemented by doing film work and writing for British periodicals. But Richler says that as he stayed on in London, he began to repeat himself and felt that he should better address the culture he knew best.
Ultimately, I decided I had to come back. I'd written about 5 or 6 novels, and I felt I could not write any more fiction in England, that I had to return to Canada.
By this time, Mordecai Richler had a wife and 5 children.
We went back for a test year in 1968. I went to a university as a writer in residence just to see how the kids would adjust. And they had no problems at all. And I found, you know, there I was at the age of, 41 or 42. I'd spent half my life in Europe, and I really hadn't traveled very much in America, so that was a joy, and I did a lot of traveling.
Mordecai Richler is not happy with all that he found when he returned to his native Montreal. More about that next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Mordecai Richler is the Canadian novelist best known for The Apprenticeship of Duddy Kravitz and Joshua, Then and Now. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. For 18 years, Richler did his writing in London, but has been back in his native Montreal since 1972.
We're now going through a period of cultural nationalism. If when I started out, it was assumed that you couldn't possibly be a writer if you were a Canadian, now merely to be a Canadian makes you a writer.
Richler says there are inflated literary reputations in Canada.
On the other hand, there are some very talented people. I mean, there's Robertson Davies, and there's Alice Munro, and Margaret Atwood, Margaret Lawrence. So there's some very good people about it. And the climate has changed, and there's some very reputable publishers.
Richler says the separatist movement has transformed Montreal into a French provincial city, which to an extent is dying.
Montreal was once the most cosmopolitan and charming city in the country, with a wonderful feel to it. And now a lot of English-speaking people are leaving. Certainly the young people are leaving. They no sooner graduate university than they're off to Toronto or the States. So families are being split up. Not because separatism is a real threat, but there have been some rather repressive language laws brought into Montreal.
Mordecai Richler has edited an anthology called The Best of Modern Humor, published by Knopf. Joseph Heller, Groucho Marx, Philip Roth, and Woody Allen are among those represented.
I started off foolishly thinking I had read a lot of humorous material and that it would be something of a breeze doing this anthology, and I found I put in about 2 years reading, really, to get it all together. I wasn't as well informed as I thought.
Richler notes that humor often becomes dated because so much of it is topical. Also, communists and fascists don't write humor because people with political obsessions fail to see the funny side of things. Incidentally, Mordecai Richler is working on a Broadway musical of The Apprenticeship of Duddy Kravitz. I'm Don Swaim.